Much cooler weather is upon us. We'll reach a high of only 55 today after a high near 80 yesterday in the Quad Cities. Tomorrow we might get into the 60s again, but then over the weekends back to the 50s. And we do have some frost in the forecast tonight as we drop to the lower 30s. 112 new COVID-19 cases were reported by health officials in the Quad Cities yesterday, 46 in Rock Island County, 66 in Scott County. And that takes the case count to nearly 7,300 since the pandemic began. No additional deaths were reported. Statewide, Illinois reports almost 2,900 new cases and 48 more deaths. Iowa reported more than 1,100 new cases yesterday and 11 more deaths. And as President Trump flew into Iowa last night for a rally, Clay Masters reports the trip came on the heels of a new White House coronavirus task force, once again placing Iowa in the red zone for new COVID cases.
Should I take off the tie or not? What do you think? I don't know. Maybe yes?
President Trump spoke to thousands outside at a rally held in a hangar at the Des Moines airport. Recent polls have shown the president in a dead heat with Joe Biden here after winning the state by almost 10 points 4 years ago. The president spoke for about an hour and a half, but didn't talk too much about the pandemic.
And get the hell out to vote, because if I don't get Iowa, I won't believe that one. I may never have to come back here again if I don't get Iowa. I'll never be back. You understand that, Kim?
Trump also told the crowd Iowa will always come first in the rotation, referencing the Iowa caucuses and the 2024 GOP presidential nominating process. Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.
As the holiday season gets closer, Illinois public health officials are urging safety at family gatherings during the pandemic. Anna Meisel has more.
Governor Pritzker is under no illusions that most Illinois families will choose to celebrate holidays exclusively over Zoom this fall and winter. But he's got a warning.
This virus isn't taking a holiday. It only wants to find new hosts.
The Centers for Disease Control this week said small family gatherings are one of the biggest contributors to COVID-19 spread. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says while planning for the holiday season, think about hosting events outside if the weather is decent. Otherwise, be cognizant of how many people can safely fit in your home. And maybe
let people know ahead of time that we're going to be using masks. Bring your masks, because if you're not eating or drinking, just to keep everybody safe.
Other recommendations include increasing airflow and seating family units or households together. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Census Bureau reports 99% of Illinois households have been counted in the 2020 census. But Mary Hansen reports some researchers have their doubts.
The majority of Illinois households self-responded to the survey, which researchers and demographers say is the most accurate way to get counted. Stephen Romaleski is director of the City University of New York's mapping service that is tracking census response rates.
People who didn't self-respond tend to be people of color or immigrants or people in poverty. Those population groups would be hurt the most by undercounts.
Romaleski says it's unclear if the Census Bureau counted the remaining nearly 30% of households in person or relied on less accurate alternatives, such as asking a landlord or neighbor or using administrative records. An undercount can mean less federal money for schools, healthcare, and other services for those communities, and less political representation. I'm Mary Hansen.
The Astros held on to beat the Rays 4-3 and stay alive in the American League Championship Series, so Tampa Bay takes a 3-1 lead into Game 5 this evening. Dodgers beat the Braves 15-3 to cut Atlanta's lead in the National League Championship Series to 2-1. L.A. made postseason history by scoring 11 runs in the first inning. Game 4 is tonight. The Angels have granted the White Sox permission to interview Hall of Famer Tony La Russa for their managing job, according to a person familiar with the situation. La Russa joined the Angels prior to this season as a senior advisor of baseball operations. Illinois residents are deciding whether to amend the state constitution and replace the current flat income tax with a graduated system, similar to our federal income taxes. Herb Trix has more.
Let's face it, Illinois' finances are a mess, and that was before the pandemic, so any change in taxes is likely to raise a lot of concern and opposition. Currently, all Illinois taxpayers pay a flat rate of 4.95%, no matter what their income is. If the amendment passes, Illinois could adopt a graduated or progressive system with different rates for different income levels. And the General Assembly has already approved some graduated brackets if the amendment passes. Supporters of the change, like Kathy Griffin, president of the Illinois Education Association, say it's unfair that low-income people pay the same rate as wealthier people.
97% of people in Illinois will pay the same or less. But the top 3%, and that shows you how much wealth there is in the top 3%, that just by making this change, you will be able to help 97% of Illinoisans.
Figures from the IEA show 98 to 99% of taxpayers in the Illinois Quad Cities and nearby counties would pay the same or less in state taxes under the new system. Taxes would only go up for those earning more than $250,000 a year. Their rates would increase from the current flat rate of 4.95% up to 7.75% and 7.85% and 7.95% for those earning more than $1 million. Paul Rumler, president and CEO of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, says his members strongly oppose the change.
And what we're hearing is just a lot of bad timing, first off. We're in the midst of a pretty big pandemic, and businesses across the state of Illinois and here in the Quad Cities are not doing well. So now is not the time to be proposing a tax increase.
And he worries that allowing for separate rates instead of the same rate for all could tempt the General Assembly and governor in the future. He admits raising revenue would help Illinois with its serious financial problems, but thinks other reforms should be made first.
There's no limit. There's no cap. There's also no resolution to the longstanding financial issues in the state of Illinois. So there's been no reform to the outstanding issues like the second highest in the nation property taxes that we have across our state, the backlog of bills that are out there that the state owes on, the unfunded pensions. And so right now, they have not addressed the spending side of what's going on, and they want to increase the revenue side. And that's just not a responsible path to go down.
With the constitutional change and graduated rates, Griffin says additional revenue could really help the state in many ways.
And obviously, it's much easier to say no to something than it is to say yes. And this will make a positive difference, not only in our state, but it will make a positive difference in our schools throughout the state and allow us to take care of our most precious resource, which is the education of our future, our kids.
By some estimates, the change could generate $3.4 billion a year in revenue for the state of Illinois. Rumler says the current flat rate income tax in Illinois provides a competitive advantage over Iowa and the Quad Cities because Iowa has graduated rates. Nothing in the amendment or the proposed rates affects retirement income. To pass, the amendment needs at least 60% yes votes. I'm Herb Trix.
And I'm Jay Pierce.